Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 72 for August 22nd, 2015. On this episode, I give a trip review complete with restaurant reviews.
Come on, dude.
Watch porn together.
Probably ain't the first time.
As a warm up. No, it's probably not. No, it's definitely not.
No, we've definitely watched porn together in the past.
Yeah, we watched, what is it called?
Teddy? Like Teddy porn?
Teddy porn.
We yeah, I remember Teddy like, porn? Like, well, yeah, me, you, Audrey, and she who shall not be mentioned.
Whore.
Yeah,
we watched Ted.
No, we watched, like, we were looking up, like, obscure random porn, and one of them was, like, Teddy porn.
I was thinking
what
of the
what do you call it?
Prolapsed colon.
Well, that was one of them, too. Yeah, the prolapse.
Oh, furries.
Furries. There yes. You go. Furry porn. Right. Yeah. We're, like chicks doing it with teddy bears.
Right. That's hot.
So.
Now that we get that out of the way.
Another Two Downies Dudes podcast.
Yet another one.
Yeah.
We got a nice desk coming in.
We do. It's on its way. Well, I mean, it's like it's here, but it needs to be finished.
Craftsmanship.
I would say. I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Do you notice something about me? Do I look different?
No.
Never notice new things about
me. We have more facial hair? Like it's starting to actually grow in a little better?
No. Dick. Oh. That's not it.
Your ensemble
complexion.
Oh,
like a little tan.
No, what? Oh, I guess possibly. Why?
Yeah, whatever, dude. Because I spent several days out in the sun. Like this is the most tan that I get.
Oh, I see.
So I'm pretty proud of it, but apparently you didn't notice.
Well, I mean, you know, you have a tan. I'll give you that.
Thanks for noticing. So I've had some adventures this week.
Yes.
Which I haven't really even talked to you, so you don't even really know about all my adventures.
I know nothing about what's going on in your world because you ignore me nowadays. Like you just don't pay any attention to me.
That's because you don't leave your house.
Well, yeah, but you know where I live. You could come visit.
That's true. Yeah, you're kind of a recluse and a prepper.
Yeah. So you have to come and see me.
So, yeah, I had quite the adventure this week. It was Sarah's birthday, and I probably shouldn't shoot myself in the foot by saying how old she turned.
No.
But let's just say that it's one of those milestones.
It is a milestone age.
We'll call it 25.
25 is a milestone age. Insurance drops.
So, she turned 25.
Right.
And I tried to ease a bit of the pain by planning a little road trip and adventure weekend, even though it wasn't really a weekend. It was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But it was a weekend for us. We got the time off. Made all kinds of plans. She had no idea what we were doing.
Right.
But I started out up to camp.
Yeah.
So I went up to camp Friday night.
That was last Friday.
Last Friday, correct. Right. I spent... it was like late Friday night I went up. Spent the day there Saturday, laying out in the sun.
Oh, hence the tan.
Hence the tan, I guess.
Right.
And then Saturday night, I went and picked her up from work and brought her back to camp. She stayed Saturday night and spent
so
the day
was there. That her first camp trip?
No. She's been up to camp one other time.
Oh, okay.
And stayed. So she is well aware of what up to camp is all about, which is just a lot of fucking eating, We always eat lobster.
Yeah.
And we always eat plenty. So did a lot of eating, a lot of sun, spent the whole day in the sun Sunday as well. Had some nice weather. And Sunday night, came back into Ellsworth, stayed at the apartment, and then...
Made sweet love all night long.
Well, naturally.
Right. Birthday love.
Birthday love. Sorry, Mom. Eric is so inappropriate. Then Monday morning is really where it all started. We packed up. Again, she had no idea what we were doing, where we were going.
Right.
And Monday was supposed to be one of the hottest days of the year, of
yes.
the summer.
And I believe it might have been.
It was pretty fucking hot.
Miserable.
So we took that as a beach day, naturally.
Okay.
And headed down towards the
Blunt.
Island.
Oh, no. You went...
No, headed down to the island.
Oh.
We stopped. I can pause here to do a brief food review, actually.
Oh, man. Mm. So good. Oh, it's great. Oh, God. Mm.
Well, that was quite a segue.
I know, isn't that
just,
beautiful?
Just going.
That might happen a few times throughout the podcast.
What, more food reviews?
More, yeah, they may pop up here and there.
Okay.
So you're going to have to do some funky editing.
Yeah.
And do your magic. So on our way to Sand Beach, we stopped at a wonderful little place called Mother's Kitchen.
Oh.
Which I've been to several times. It was Sarah's first time. And I've gone down there when I've worked down on the island. It's actually kind of a habit now. Anytime I'm working on that side, you know, not the Bar Harbor side, but anything from Townhill on
yep.
to the backside, I stop in at Mother's Kitchen and get an amazing fucking sandwich.
Hmm.
And it's kind of relevant to the podcast, too, because one of our listeners and biggest fans, Mr. Robert Higgins, who we both know personally.
Yes.
It's his sister that owns and runs
Mother's Kitchen.
Mother's Kitchen.
And she does the cooking?
She does, yeah. And she is a chef, a very good chef. And it's kind of a little shack. I don't know. Do you know where it is?
No, not a clue.
Okay, so it's in Town Hill. It's on Red Rock Corner.
That would be the Crooked Road corner there?
No, it's before the Crooked Road. I believe it's the Knox Road.
Okay.
Or one of those roads. It's right by EBS and
oh,
Salisbury's.
Okay, yep.
So it's like a little shack off to the side there. Kind of inconspicuous, you wouldn't even know. But
yep.
it's a little hidden gem. And it's all fresh-baked breads and... locally sourced ingredients when it comes to...
Locally sourced?
Yes.
Meaning they're...
They come from here.
Right. So they're... They're...
You're waiting for the catchphrase, organic.
Right. Yes.
I don't even know if it's necessarily... It probably is organic.
Of course, they're local. They're not fucking...
I know. Local, organic, go hand in hand.
Well, yeah.
So it probably is organic. But I know one thing. It is delicious.
Yeah.
Any of the sandwiches that I've had there have just been incredible. The bread is probably one of the highlights. Which
homemade.
I believe is baked fresh right there.
Right. That makes a sandwich. It really does. I mean, for as much as I eat the shit food, you know, the processed, fucking cheap, whatever the fuck, you know, Hannaford's has to offer food, bread in a sandwich is pretty damn important.
Right.
Like that. That is a sandwich. That's what makes a sandwich, is the good bread.
Right. Absolutely. And then, you know, once you take a good bread to start with and add good, fresh ingredients.
Organic.
That are local.
Right.
Organic. I don't care so much about the organic. I only care about taste.
Right.
And when it comes from someplace locally and it's not all processed, filled with preservatives, all that bullshit, it tastes much better. I mean,
uh-huh.
We just took a walk out into your garden.
We did.
And we're just mowing on some cherry tomatoes.
And they were pretty damn good.
They were damn good. Way better than anything you'll buy up to Shaw's.
This is true. That's a good point.
So.
And my garden's pretty organic.
It is organic, you fucking hippie. You're such a hypocritical hippie.
Yeah.
So I can't even remember what I got for a sandwich, but I've basically had all of them. And Sarah got to try out some stuff that I normally wouldn't have because she's vegetarian. She's a vegetarian. She got one with tofu, actually.
Oh, gross.
Which I would never in a million years order anything with tofu.
Right.
But I tried a bite of it, and it was goddamn good.
Really?
And I was like, wow, I would actually order that. Like, the next time I go there, I might order it.
I have eaten tofu in my past, and what I can say about tofu is that it doesn't taste like anything except for what you season or cook it with. Like, tofu itself doesn't really have a taste. It's pretty much just a bland protein goo.
Right.
Then, depending on what you cook it with or, you know, spice it with or something like that is where really you get your flavor from.
Right. But, again, I mean, typically I agree with that. Most of the tofu that I've ever had. But this stuff was actually really good. It had flavor. And actually, the tofu is local, it turns out. I was just looking it up.
Organic.
Because I'd never heard of it.
Right.
It is roasted, locally made Hiwa tofu.
Oh, it's Hiwa tofu. Oh, right.
I thought that was like a type of tofu, but it actually turns out that that is a... That's, I think it's just a brand or a batch that's made in Belfast, Maine.
Oh, really?
Yep. So it actually had some flavor and a good texture to it, and I was like, wow, that's... This is it wasn't like, oh, wow, that's like meat, because any meat imitation I've ever had is disgusting.
Right.
But tofu is just a product of its own.
Exactly.
And I've never been a fan of it, but this tofu was actually good.
Hmm. Wow.
So kudos to them for that, because I would actually order a tofu sandwich from there.
Of course you would. Yippee.
I know. I've evened it out, though, by ordering a sandwich that has steak, their marinated flank steak. They've got the Grandpa Jack is probably my favorite so far, which is homemade meatloaf.
Wait, I see something they got on there on the menu, an Uncle Henry.
Uncle Henry, yeah. They got some clever names on there, some Maine names. They got one called Red Rock Corner, I believe.
Of course.
Humble Farmer, you know, some local nods. So, very good. It's not something that you would expect to see, especially it really is kind of a hidden gem. So
right,
if you ever go to the island, I used to always stop in to the Town Hill Market, but
right.
Mother's Kitchen is my spot now as a foodie, and Sarah was really happy
now
with
do
it
they
too.
Have at Mother's Kitchen, do they have pizza in a warmer at all?
No, they do not.
Alright.
Are you referencing the terrible pizza at Town Hill Market?
Well, no, I like
oh, you're fancy,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I like, you know, heated, warmed, yeah, heat light pizza.
That is kind of your specialty.
It is.
Well, I mean, you'll be able to tell by all the food reviews. There's no way I could do them all in one podcast. That's how many friggin' places I've eaten at in the past week. But that is the exact reason that before this podcast, we've been mowing on a friggin' Hannaford brand pizza.
Because you know me.
I am that, and I'm fucking broke.
Oh, I see.
So there was no 86 this tonight.
I gotcha.
We're eating friggin' ghetto-ass Hannaford pizza.
Hannaford was pretty good pizza, I thought.
That was fucking terrible. Yeah. Burnt the roof of my mouth, of course. We walked around your garden and gave it like a half hour to cool off. Still burns the roof of your mouth right off.
Right.
It's like a feature. They put like thermite or something in there.
Uh-huh.
Burns off the roof of your mouth so you can't taste how terrible it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Mother's Kitchen, I would give a 10 in 1 out of 10, you know, for what it is.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, you can't compare it to like a fine dining restaurant or something like that. But
now,
for
is
a place,
there seating?
There is seating outdoors.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's such a, you know, just a little, it's almost like a borderline food truck in the size and shape.
Right.
You know, there's not much to the place, just enough for them to work and enough for you to go in and buy some stuff. They got some great baked goods, coffee, stuff like that too.
Right.
But they've got a bunch of picnic tables out front, so it's a nice little spot to sit and eat. And sometimes if I'm on the road working down there, I'll take the time to just sit at the picnic table and eat instead of taking it on the road.
Right.
Is
it, and I'm guessing, seasonal?
That is a good question.
One you don't have an answer for.
I do not, because you know how
it probably
well
is.
I prepare.
I mean, it's in Town Hill. It's not a big place.
Right.
So it's I'm going to guess it's probably seasonal.
Yeah, it'd be a tough thing to keep open year-round.
Right.
I guess we'll see as the season winds down if, you know, how late they stay open. But there is a bit about it here on the webpage that I'll just read. It says, Tasha Higgins is the chef owner of Mother's Kitchen Foods. She started her love for food while working at the Morning Glory Cafe in Bar Harbor when she was 19. Decided to further her knowledge by attending New York Restaurant School in Manhattan. Completed the program and did an internship at a large catering company where they worked events for fragrance debuts, photo shoots, and even a party for 800 guests hosted by the New York Zoo. Decided the city life was not for her. Came back to the island, opened up this place. So, you know, kind of a cool story. She's been there, done that, had a good background in
right.
this stuff, but decided to settle down, you know, Mount Desert Island and make simple sandwiches that are delicious. So highly recommend that. It's definitely worth a trip out there.
Good.
All right. Well, maybe the next time I'm working in or around Town Hill, maybe I'll swing in and grab a sandwich.
Definitely check it out.
So the adventure continues. That's just one place, and
you
have an entire week's worth of shit you've been doing. So
correct. From there, we went down to Sand Beach.
Oh, God.
Yeah, which...
You went to Sand Beach.
Did go to Sand Beach.
Why on God's green earth, in the middle of fucking August, would you go to Sand Beach?
So it was a good beach day.
Yeah, it's a good beach day, but there's got to be other beaches you could go to that don't involve being in or around 7 million Indian and Asian folk.
What's wrong with Indian and Asian folk?
Nothing. Other than when they come here, it's like a mass exodus. There's literally millions of them.
Right.
And they all are on Sand Beach. I'm pretty sure they live on Sand Beach.
Yeah.
Like, they come here for vacation, they just set up shop at Sand Beach, and that's where they are forever.
More or less, yeah.
Right.
It actually wasn't all that bad. I was surprised for the hottest day of the year. It wasn't too packed. We were able to find a spot to throw down some beach towels and lay out in the sun. There were definitely some banana hammocks there.
Oh, of course.
Some European men, usually the Canadian ones.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, French, whatever.
French-Canadian.
Rocking the friggin' bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some of that.
It's like little old Orchard Beach is what Sand Beach is.
Basically, yeah. So I was able to further work on this wonderful glowing bronze tan that you see here by laying out all day Monday. Actually, we both got burned pretty bad.
Did you go swimming?
I did go swimming.
You did? You went into the ocean down at Sand Beach.
And it's still fucking cold.
Well, of course it's still cold.
Hottest day of the year. Just entire body goes numb.
Sand Beach is probably the coldest spot of ocean along our coastline.
Right.
Well, maybe Old Orchard, too, but it's pretty fucking cold.
Yep.
That water is, like, coming right out of Europe or some shit, or right off the Arctic tip.
Yeah, it's fucking cold.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't realize this, but obviously we don't have a lot of sand beaches in Maine.
Well, we have a few.
We have a few.
There's some that people don't really know about either. There's some hidden gems for sandy, like actually sandy beaches.
Right.
Popham Beach comes to mind, which is down around Brunswick area.
Hmm.
Yeah. See, a lot of people have never heard of Popham. It's a really nice beach. It's long, it's very sandy, and not a lot of people know about it. So you go down in the summertime and there's usually nobody there. Really nice beach.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't realize this, but there's a reason that we don't have a lot of sandy beaches in the state of Maine.
Science.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Thank you, Paula Page.
Science.
Yeah, science. So apparently something about the temperature, I'm going to fuck this all up and it's going to be way off. You'll probably be able to correct me because you science way better than I do.
Right.
Something about cold temperatures and cold waters create a gas that breaks the shells down all the way into nothing, leaving only rocks, which doesn't happen in warmer waters. This gas doesn't exist or doesn't break the shells down all the way.
I see. So that they're left with sand.
That's what sand is bits of shells, basically, that are broken down.
In rock.
In rock, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, the tides coming and going are smashing little rocks together constantly over
millions of years, little flakes of rock come off. That creates sand. Sand's light. It gets pushed up onto the shore. Ergo, sandy beaches.
Right.
But you're right. There are shells mixed in there, too.
Well, yeah. According to the... Well...
According to science.
According to this little plaque. Yeah, according to science.
Science.
Yeah. So you read a plaque.
I read a plaque, so now I'm a fucking expert on sand beaches in Maine.
Uh-huh.
The plaque there at Sand Beach said that the reason that Sand Beach is the way that it is and the reason it can exist is because of Old Soaker, which is the little rock, the little island right off the shore of Sand Beach that you see out there.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize it was called Old Soaker.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that the company, the beverage company, Old Soaker, they make root beer, local root beer.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
probably named after that.
Yeah, okay.
We'll say that.
I think Old Soaker is like a nautical term. It's like a pirate thing.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I could be wrong. But anyways, so because of Old Soaker, Sand Beach can exist.
Yes, because somehow it blocks the something gases from breaking down the shells all the way and allows them to exist in there.
Huh.
I don't know.
So what's the explanation for Old Orchard Beach? Because you got 2.5 miles of some of the finest sand this side of the Mississippi.
With nothing offshore.
With not a single island or anything offshore. Just miles and miles of open ocean.
I didn't prepare for that.
Yeah. So it doesn't... I mean, there's got to be another explanation of... I mean, I would assume...
that happens to be black.
Well, no, I don't think... I don't think Paula Page's black son's got anything to do with it. Not that we want to get on a tangent about what makes beaches or not, but I would think that one of the reasons why we don't have that many sandy beaches on the coast of Maine is because it's a rocky, granite, ledgy coast.
Right.
I mean, basically the entire state of Maine is granite.
True.
Ergo, not much sand.
Right.
So, but I don't know. I mean, who knows, right? I mean, you go to places like Seawall, and there's a beach, and it's made out of baseball or softball-sized rocks.
Hmm.
And those didn't just, you know, nobody put them there. Those were there naturally. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what conditions caused that.
Right.
Huh.
Well, anyway, so the plaque said...
Yeah, plaque said something about Old Soaker and gases. I don't know, so I was just... I'm going by that. I was trying to sound smart, and it didn't fucking work, and it backfired on me, so...
Well, anyways.
So, yeah.
So you went to Sand Beach.
There were lots of tourists.
Lots of banana. From Asia.
From Asia.
Right. And banana hammocks. Lots of banana hammocks.
Yep. And lots of cold water. Lots of jellyfish.
Uh-huh. Shriveled up banana hammocks.
Yep. We did the Great Head Trail.
Great Head Trail. No.
Great Head. That's where you walk to the end of Sand Beach.
Uh-huh.
And then the trail starts. And it goes up onto the cliffs.
Okay.
And then overlook Sand Beach.
I got you. Basically. Near Old Soaker.
Yeah. Out. Looks out over Old Soaker.
Out that point there.
You know what you get when you get to the top of Great Head, right? Really nice view. So we did that trail, which was nice in the scalding hot 200 degree weather.
Right. Good day for a hike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a smart move. Then we ended up at another little restaurant, of course, for dinner.
So, another food review?
Another food review.
Oh, man. So good. Oh, it's great. Oh, God.
You might as well just nap through the rest of this podcast.
So, okay. So I know that Jason, when he was on the podcast a couple of podcasts ago, he remarked about how he liked the food reviews, and I know you got a comment from somebody else somewhere along the line saying that they enjoyed the food reviews too, but that doesn't mean we have to do an entire podcast of food reviews.
Just a marathon.
Yeah,
I know. I'm overcompensating now.
You kind of all right. So where did you eat this time, or again, or second lunch, whatever you had there, Hobbit?
For dinner, we went to Burning Tree.
Burning Tree.
Which is...
We've had that before. They make cream. They make a cream for that.
Yeah, same thing. That's what it's named after. So, Burning Tree is located in what locals call the Crick.
The Crick. Otter Crick?
Yeah, Otter Crick.
Otter Crick.
We drove out to the Crick.
Yeah.
And Burning Tree is super crunchy.
Oh, yeah?
You would love this place. They are so local. It's about 10 feet local. Because, actually, I think you would like it. Because, here, I'll bring up a picture.
Oh, yeah.
This is right outside the restaurant.
Their own garden.
All of their gardens.
So they harvest right there, and that goes right into their food.
Everything is yeah, grown right there on the grounds. All the food comes local.
Ha. Huh. Well, local, it comes from the backyard.
The backyard.
Right.
Well, the
wait,
you know,
what?
Seafood.
The back what?
Backyard.
That's right.
did I say yard?
You did. You did.
Oh, God.
I know. I had to back that up a little bit.
Now I'm talking like one of them.
For major?
Yeah. For majors, right.
Oh, grand in the backyard.
Okay, so Burning Tree, not the kind that you need a cream for, the restaurant kind.
And not Burning Man, although a lot of the people at Burning Tree have probably been to Burning Man.
Right.
And I know.
Boy, them are some nasty looking dishes, I gotta be honest. The pictures you're clicking through there, they just look gross. There's a flower in that. There's a flower in that meal. Literally, there's a flower. Like you're eating flowers.
Yeah, there was a couple of them. They had.
I don't. None of that really looks overly appetizing. Do they have meat?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so the meat ain't in the backyard.
No.
Is maybe that out in the front yard?
It's local. Obviously not animals right there on the premises, but I think it all comes from local farms.
Okay.
And, you know, they won't put it on the menu unless they can get it locally in season.
No
and,
shit.
I'm actually looking at the picture of the meal that I had there, which was a chicken pan roast with hen clams, potatoes.
You sure them, ain't fucking oysters?
Yeah, Sarah made the same comment.
I'm just checking.
What the fuck I'm looking at. I know. They got the smooth shell.
It looked like an oyster shell.
Except for
not at all.
Not even close. I know. I suck at being from Maine.
Yeah. So you had the, what was it, chicken?
It was a chicken pan roast with hen clams.
And what, potatoes maybe, I'm saying?
Potatoes, kale.
Yeah, local taters.
Local taters.
Yeah, grown right out in the backyard.
Local kale.
Huh.
And, yeah, that was friggin' delicious.
Was it expensive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very expensive. It's like $30 a plate, to 15, I think, for most appetizers.
Oh, God.
Worth every penny, though. I would also give them a 10.
Wow.
And it's a place that I've heard a lot of people talk about, and a lot of locals. A lot of locals go there. Obviously, they don't go there every day, every night. But
right,
most of
they
the
can't
people
afford it.
I've heard about it from it. It's kind of like a well-kept secret of locals. You know, probably a decent amount of Frumways that have caught
on. Yeah, because when you think touristy areas, you don't think autocorrect. Like, you really, like, it doesn't pop into your head to drive down, other than to get from Bar Harbor to fucking Northeast or something, or Seal Harbor. You know what I mean? Like, you're riding through autocorrect, but you ain't stopping, because there ain't really much there.
No.
So, yeah, that's...
That's why it's kind of our little secret. Like, we get that.
Right.
That's ours.
We get to keep
it,
that.
It filters them out. Because as we've talked about before on the podcast, you got your different levels. You've got your tourists, your Frumaways,
your seasonal, your summer folk,
and then your locals. And this place filters out, at the very least, the tourists. Because the people that come on a cruise ship...
Right,
they're not going to spend the time to drive out of town,
get a taxi
to some little spot in the middle of nowhere that's a farm to table restaurant.
Yeah,
they're just going to go to whatever place in town is convenient
within
while they're walking,
walking
around
distance.
Within the shops, and there are plenty of those places.
So
it's
Jetties,
cool.
The Whale.
Yep, exactly. Even some fine dining options in town, but it was nice to find this kind of tucked off to the side. Mm. And then, romantic as fuck, after we left there, went and watched the sunset on Cadillac.
Oh, my God. Are you shitting me?
So generic, yeah. I played tourist for a couple of days.
You were a fucking tourist.
I was a tourist.
Straight up. Did you even stop and ask people for directions and shit? Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to find my way to. Is it Otter Creek?
Yeah, or as you guys would probably pronounce it, Otta Creek, because you don't pronounce your R. So Otta Creek. Sounded Asian again there.
So you really went tourist, like full blown fucking like I ain't from around here tourist. You went Flatlander on us.
I kind of did.
Full on Flatlander.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was kind of embarrassing, but it was kind of fun too.
But do you hate feeling like a fucking tourist? Did the people treat you like a tourist?
Oftentimes.
Did you get the where are you guys from?
Yeah. Well, there was one woman in one of the shops that I think was trying to pull one over, and I wonder how many lines she drops on people every day that just don't know any better. We were down in her shop, and I don't know, Sarah asked her about something, some sort of little product that she sold or whatever, and she's like, oh, how does this work? You know, is it easy to use or whatever? She goes, oh, yeah, as the Mainers would say, easy peasy.
What?
I've heard that term, but on fucking infomercials and QVC, I have never heard people from Maine saying easy peasy.
Not at all. That's not a Maine term.
No, it's like a pretty
good try,
common.
Though.
It's
right.
A pretty common term, not exclusive to Maine. And notice she said, as Mainers would say. She didn't say, as us Mainers say.
Right.
So she wasn't
as
even
Mainers
from
Mainers would say.
Yeah.
Right. And more like we'd say, no,
out.
Christ, she runs like a top.
Yeah. Friggin' wicked good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah. But fucking we did have, like, a few people say, like, oh, as you know, well, here in Maine, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, I fucking know here in Maine.
But did you correct them, though?
Yes.
You did.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You made it a point to be like, I am from, like, I'm literally a town over.
Yeah.
One town over. Well, two, technically, because you got to go through Trenton to get to Ellsworth. But
Town Hill.
Right. Well, Town Hill's by Harbor. It's just, that's a right. Village. It's actually in by. Do you even live around here at all? Jesus Christ.
That's true, yeah.
There's a sign when you come across that right there in Town Hill says, welcome to Bar Harbor, town of Bar Harbor.
Let's see, where are we at?
Food. You were eating.
We were eating.
Yeah.
We were. Oh, okay. Well, here's what tourists don't do on the top of Cadillac, though.
Bang like rabbits.
Well, that.
Oh.
Sarah peed at the top of Cadillac.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Just squatted right down.
Peed right on. Just peed right over the edge of a cliff.
Pretty much, yeah.
Somebody hiking up. Got
just
a
by
little,
one of the granite.
Geez, I think it's raining. You feel that, honey? Is it warm? Well, that's that warm rain coming.
She
summer
was
rain.
Stealthy as fuck, too. It was one of those big granite blocks in front of you when you go to park. And just, like, leaned up at it like she was just kind of, like, sitting up against it, just watching the sunset. But, no, just peeing.
Nice.
So that distinguishes us from the tourists. And then I had to pee, so I walked, like, down one of the paths and stepped off to the side over the rope that says restoration area that you're not supposed to walk in.
Right.
And peed in there.
Hit it behind a twig and called it a day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, I mean, dude, you couldn't fucking pay me to go up Cadillac in the summertime.
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too crowded up there.
That's what you said about Sand Beach. So I'm starting to feel like maybe you're just saying that to appease me. Like, well, it wasn't too bad. Well, it weren't too many people.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because it's middle of August in Bar Harbor. It's wall-to-wall fucking people. That's all it is. It's cruise ships and tourists from all over the globe.
Right.
So I don't know how Sand Beach and Cadillac could be empty.
You're right. I mean, I don't...
What's your classification?
I don't go to
of?
These places a lot, so I really don't have anything to compare it to. But I know, compared to being in downtown Bar Harbor and that fuck around, which there was plenty of,
right?
Spending more time driving around trying to find parking than you actually are walking around town or going to dinner or doing whatever you're trying to do.
Right.
It's so fucking irritating, and I wish they would do something about parking. There, it seems like there has to be something that they can do. But
they could just make a really big extra breakwater and turn it into a giant parking lot.
Yeah, do like what they're doing in Dubai.
Right.
Just ran out of land, fucking build more land.
Right.
Like, we can do that.
Pour more dirt into the ocean and make more land.
Yes. We'll have to go to the next town meeting and
propose
that.
What I think they should do, just for the tourists specifically, is, you know that sandbar over there in Bar Harbor?
Yeah.
When the tide goes out, you know, you've got that land bridge.
Goes out to Bar Island.
Exactly. So turn that into a makeshift parking lot and just point the tourist right down there. So when the tide goes out, instead of just sand, you'd actually have paved parking.
Ooh.
And then when the tide came back in, the cows would all be gone. And yeah. they'd have no choice but to go back home. And then we'd just get another slew of tourists we could park down there.
Yeah.
We'd just be like a road, you know what I mean? Right.
Just burn
because,
through them.
Well, that's the thing. Like, while they're there parked, while their car is there parked getting sucked up by the ocean as the tide comes in, they're uptown spending all their money. So we're getting their money, and we're getting them the fuck out of here quicker. It's kind of, it's like a twofer.
Yeah, I'm sure the people at COA would really be happy with that plan, too.
Yeah.
And the EPA would probably love that.
They would.
All these cars being just taken out to sea.
40 tons worth of fucking cars.
Yeah, every week. Yeah, well, the next place that we went.
Oh, my God.
Was,
food?
No.
Oh.
The next place that we went was
You went to
not,
the whale.
We did not go to the whale.
Oh.
The next place we went was not a tourist trap. I can promise you that.
It wasn't.
No.
It was Ben and Bill's fucking ice cream.
Nope. We actually left Bar Harbor.
Oh.
Yeah.
We left.
This was a crazy fucking week. We left the island, and we didn't
You
go,
left the island?
Yes.
You went across the bridge.
Oh, yeah. We crossed the
Off
bridge.
Off island.
Yep.
Okay.
And we didn't go to the middle of nowhere. We went to the fucking edge of nowhere.
Really?
Known as Lubeck, Maine.
You went to Lubeck?
I went, first time in my life, went to Lubeck. As much as we friggin' got Larry from Lubeck and Dale down Millbridge.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to Lubeck.
You've never been really past fucking Sullivan.
Not too well. I've been out to Machias, and I've been a little bit further than Machias. Whatever's past that. I told you that story that
East
I drove
Machias.
Out there in the middle of the night. Some weird fucking town past Machias, but anyway, this
anything
was
past
definitely
Machias is just weird.
Yeah, this is the furthest I've ever been, and it gets fucking hairy out there.
Oh yeah, yeah. You saw down East Maine.
Yeah.
The real deal down East Maine.
Not Portland, Saco.
Right.
Fucking
or even Bar Harbor,
Port.
Southwest.
Yeah, all places that claim to be down East Maine.
Right.
Which they make it sound like it's some like glamorous, luxurious term. Like,
no.
Oh, down East Maine, scenic down East Maine.
Right. No, it means double wide trailer, permanent yard sale, and old Biddy sitting out on the fucking, you know, the old couch out in the front yard.
Oh, yeah.
Waving at traffic.
Yeah, there was definitely some of that.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we went to Lubeck. You know what's in Lubeck?
Nothing.
Correct. Absolutely fucking nothing.
Uh-huh. And a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Miles and miles of nothing.
Plenty of nothing. Yeah. Yeah. I just fucking, like, put on the tunes and just drove. So, yeah, left Cadillac, watched the sunset at Cadillac, and then drove to Lubeck to watch the sunrise the next morning.
So you stayed over in Lubeck?
In Lubeck, yes. You know, left Cadillac probably around.
Did you sleep in your car?
9 o'clock. No, it's like it was a 2-hour drive to Lubeck, and then we got to Lubeck at like 11 o'clock at night.
Uh huh.
And we stayed at a place called the Inn on the Wharf.
The Inn on the Wharf in Lubeck.
In Lubeck, Maine.
Was
now,
it's
also called Lubeck Sardine Company.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah. Which is an
interesting
combination.
It's a sardine factory. Combination inn.
Yeah, like we can sardines here, but also you can just like sleep in the
Now, is the cannery still going?
I don't believe so.
No, because I'm pretty sure there's not a sardine cannery left in the state of Maine.
No, they call it
outsourced to Canada.
Yeah, they call it Lubeck Sardine Company, but basically it's a reformed sardine factory that they turned into an inn.
Oh,
which is interesting.
That's lovely.
Yeah,
that's lovely.
But I gotta say, they actually did a decent job. It's probably one of the nicest places that I've stayed for the price and what it is.
Wow, did you see the sign that just flashed up on the picture there?
No, what was it?
It said, Welcome Lubeck.
Yeah,
it
only...
It didn't say welcome to Lubeck, just welcome Lubeck.
They don't English real good.
No.
Yeah, it should say, Lubeck, go the fuck away.
Right.
Because I can tell you that they are not very receptive
to
tourists whatsoever.
No. And you're a tourist, even though you come from Ellsworth, you're a tourist.
Still a tourist,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Jonesport Beale's the same way. You can't walk into a convenience store in Jonesport without everybody going completely dead silent and all eyes on you. Yeah. And it's not like a friendly, like, oh, hey, how you doing? No, it's like a who the fuck are you? Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Get the fuck out of my town.
That was basically
uh-huh.
the, yeah.
Because that's the real down East Maine. And they want to keep it that way. They don't want to end up like Bar Harbor or Northeast or fucking Ellsworth and Trenton. They want to stay down East Maine.
Right.
So they do not like fucking Frumaways.
No. Well, they especially probably didn't like us showing up there in the middle of the night because we showed up at 11 o'clock and...
Did you have reservations?
I did have a reservation, but I wasn't thinking, you know, I'm such a bad Mainer. I was thinking like, oh, this is like a
hotel
type place. Nope. So you just show up and
more like a bed and
in.
Breakfast.
Yeah, that was more like it.
Betty's sitting there looking at her watch going, Jesus Christ, is these fucking idiots ever going to show up here? I have got to go to bed. You know what time I get up? I got to go to bed.
That was her. Yeah. So we show up at 11 o'clock.
Straight off.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no. She was really nice. But we show up at 11 o'clock and we got real lucky because... There was a guy left kicking around. We walk in, and it's a shared space. So there's, you look at the pictures, and it shows, you know, this, like, big, luxurious, kind of suite-looking thing.
Uh-huh.
And it is a suite.
It is a suite.
It is a suite, but it's with shared space. So basically, you've got a room, but then you have access to this living room, kitchen.
Right.
Dining room
it's
area.
An inn. It's a bed and breakfast.
Which is really pretty.
Uh-huh.
It is, but it's not like in a house. It's
in a sardine factory.
It's in a sardine factory, right. Yeah. So it was kind of commercial. They turned it into an inn. And so we walk in and open it up, and we're just like in the inn. We're in the shared space. So we just like walk in and... There's just fucking this. We're like in the middle of a kitchen and dining room, and it's completely empty,
silent. Right.
Yeah. And there are just rooms everywhere, all the guests. There was no, it wasn't in somebody's house, so it's not like the woman lived there. It's like all the people that paid for rooms were in their room sleeping, and then we're just like hanging out in the living room. Like, okay. So we walk around to the restaurant.
Community housing.
Yeah, basically. We walk to the restaurant, and there was a guy kicking around. Great, you know. Big old greasy guy and some kid that was probably the dishwasher or, you know, whatever. This guy was the cook at the restaurant. They happened to be left over there from some dining party that they had that ended at 8 o'clock. So they were still there at 11 cleaning up,
right.
Had they not been there, we would have been completely fucked and would have driven to Lubeck for no reason.
Because you was way too late checking in.
Yeah, 11 o'clock, that's, as you know, old people midnight.
That's old people fucking 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. That's like people, real old people are already waking up then.
Right, exactly. That's 11 like, o'clock is time to get up.
Yeah, time for breakfast.
Get the day started. Yeah.
Start making bacon. So,
especially down there in Lubeck. I mean, they don't fuck around. They're up long before the sun is.
Right. Now, the restaurant guy had no idea what he was doing, so... He, like, sat down at the computer, and he's like, he was, like, pretending to do shit, I could tell. He's, like, clicking around. He's just clicking on nothing. He's like reservations,
he's shutting
reservations.
Out his porn sites.
reservations. He's like, nope, I don't see it. I can't figure. I friggin' don't. I'm just going to have to call her. I'm going to have to call the owner. Because he didn't know how to operate the computer. He didn't know how to look up reservations. So he called her up, and he's like, yeah, I can't find it in here. I don't see it, blah, blah, blah. So she gets there, the owner, who luckily lives right down the road, of course, which, I mean, in Lubeck, everything is right down the road.
Of course, because there's only a road.
Yeah. So she shows up, and she got right on the computer. She's like, well, did you see the reservation here and the reservations? He's like, I don't know. I get on one of them things, friggin' things bound to explode, so I didn't even mess with it. She's like, so you didn't look to see if their name was in here. You didn't look for the reservation.
Right.
I don't know what I did.
I don't know what I did.
She's like, well,
I think I turned it on. Maybe
She's like, they're right here. Like, here's your reservation. I was like, thank fucking God, because at this point it's 11:30 at night. We've woken this fucking woman up. So we went into our room, and it was a pretty nice place. The room was nice and clean. There were some flies in the place. Not gonna lie.
Fruit flies or fly flies?
Fly flies.
Well, it's an old sardine factory.
It is, and there was a little bit of a smell.
Uh-huh.
And even
there
though
was.
There was, but...
Well, they've been packing sardines in that place for a fucking 130 years, for Christ's sakes. There's bound to be a little smell left into the floors and the walls and the studs. And
There's only so much you can do.
Uh-huh.
But it's also the fact that it's actually a functional wharf. that it's on.
Oh, I see. So, oh, so you got the smell of fresh bait wafting in your window first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's like, lovely. We opened up, we slid open the door first thing in the morning and like walked out onto the balcony, and literally right under our balcony are two fishermen stacking up bait totes.
Yes, hollering. Hey, yo, you going out today, dear? Yeah, I plan on it, maybe. I don't know, maybe later or something. The old lady wants me to come in and try to mow the lawn or something, but I don't know. I might get out.
It was, yeah, it was about like that. Yeah, yeah. First thing in the morning, that's what we woke up to. Now, there was a purpose for this trip to Lubeck.
There was?
There was a reason.
Oh, okay.
Sarah has always wanted to watch the sunrise in Lubeck.
Ah, because it is the first place that the sun rises in the United States.
Because it is the easternmost point. Although, I was talking to a gentleman that owns a motel and cottage place down on the island, and he said that that's up for debate.
I don't know about that.
Especially for the people down on the island.
Yeah.
Who claim that, I know, it is probably just a tourist thing. They claim that Cadillac is the first place that gets hit by the sun in the morning, because it is, he said, Cadillac
Eastern and highest
is the highest point on the East Coast.
Fuck that. On the East Coast?
Yes.
What the fuck is he talking about?
That's what he said, which I didn't think made sense, but I was like, well, Katahdin's obviously got to be fucking higher than that. Like,
absolutely.
Way taller.
And what do you consider the East Coast? Just like 10 feet offshore? I mean, what do you call an East Coast?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cadillac's a mile high. I mean, Katahdin is a mile high.
Right. But I don't know. There was something about like it, where it sits is below sea level, so then by the time it extends up, I don't fucking know.
Well, I don't know. That's horseshit. But anyways, Lubeck can keep that fucking claim.
That's all they have,
right?
Really.
Exactly.
So that's why we went to Lubeck. So we get up, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and head down to Quoddy Head.
Of course.
Which is the national park down there.
Uh-huh.
That's where
Jen's friend lives.
Oh, yeah. Did she say it was down by Quoddy Head?
Right across the street.
Oh, no shit. We should have stopped in and visited him.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I can't remember now.
Earl or something.
No, it was better than that.
Yeah, so we head down to Quoddy Head, 5 o'clock in the morning, and we walk down there, and I'm thinking like, oh, this is, you know, a big tourist attraction, a big thing to do.
Yeah, because
that article that we read listed it, I believe, as one of the 38 awesome things to do in Maine.
That Dale and Larry read?
Dale and Larry read?
I don't think so.
That wasn't on there?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, I've read it before on all those stupid friggin', you know, things to do in Maine articles you see from time to time.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. We figured, oh yeah, there'll be all kinds of people doing this. You know, they'd probably come down here, stay at this inn, and go to it. So we get down there, and it is foggy as can fucking be.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
Drove friggin' 2 hours in the middle of the night just to crash there. Get there at 11 o'clock. Fuck around. Don't get checked into our room till 12. Get to sleep at 1. To wake up at 5 and get down there to complete fucking fog. About 2-inch visibility.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Right.
And there were like 6 other people down there.
Waiting.
Just hoping. Waiting for the same fucking thing. Like, man,
that's every day.
Clear.
No, that's every day.
That fog?
Oh, absolutely. That fog is every day.
That's what somebody said too.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe there's like
hot summer air mixing with cold ash at North Atlantic Ocean. You're going to get fog.
So you're saying you ought to drive down to Lubeck in the middle of winter to watch the sunrise.
That would
there.
Be the time
be your
to
best
do it.
Bet.
That would
Holy
be your best
fuck.
Bet. You wouldn't have no fog. You'd have steam coming off the water in the wintertime.
Right.
But you wouldn't have that kind of dense, thick, heavy fog.
Yeah. Well, we waited it out until probably about 6 o'clock, where it got to the point where the sun was so high that we could see it above the fog, basically.
But the fog was still there, because the sun hadn't burned it off yet.
Right. Yep. So that was our adventure.
You really don't live here, do you?
I guess not. Fuck, I'm such a dumb tourist.
I feel like you're from, like, fucking Oklahoma or some shit.
I did, too. I know. Especially being down there with all the tourists. Like, oh, I don't get it. There's just this all this fog. There's supposed to be a sunrise, but I don't see a sunrise. I just hear a foghorn and don't see any sun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We did. It's a nice little lighthouse down there, so that was cool.
But were you intimidated by the down east, the real down easters? Did they intimidate you? It's kind of intimidating.
A little bit. I felt a little insecure in my Mainerhood.
I do too. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I'm down Korea, Jonesport, you know, Blueback, East Machias, I'm intimidated. Right. I am legitimately. I feel less down east.
And you're a lot more Maine than I am.
Right.
Like, you don't have to exaggerate the accent because you have it naturally.
Right.
Like, I have to dress it up a little bit and kind of lay it on thick to even sound remotely Maine.
No, mine's pretty natural. Mine comes out pretty natural. But, yeah, I'm intimidated. Anywhere past fucking, you know, Winter Harbor is intimidating as far as being, you know, down east.
Right.
That's why the tourists don't venture down there, because those are just scary people. I mean, they are legitimately fucking scary people.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. We did meet some cool people down there, though.
Yeah.
Some really cool chill
tourists.
Some really chill tourists, yeah. They were complete fucking hippies, like hardcore. So they traveled up here. They've been, they're traveling right now.
Uh-huh.
All up and down the East Coast, West Coast. They've just been all over the country. They're staying at the campground there, just decked out in Patagonia. He had dreadlocks.
Of course. Gross. Yeah.
And they wanted us to go in on a campground with them.
Go in on a campground?
Yeah.
What's that, $5?
We got to, to buy a campground.
And purchase one forever.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Just, you know, I guess they just were feeling a chill vibe and decided to pitch it to us. We just got talking to these people and...
Wow.
Yeah, they had...
That's a smart businessman right there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I know we just met 3 seconds ago. We should go in on a fucking campground together.
Hey, do you have $750,000?
Right.
I know one of these days somebody's going to be like, son of a bitch, I do, right now in my pocket, and I've been looking to buy a campground for so long. Let's do it, man. That'll be so chill. So, yeah, super hippies, and they had just been to the desert of Maine, which is another place that I had never heard of.
I have heard of it. I've never been there, but I have heard of the desert of Maine. I don't even know where it really is, but I do know that we have a place called the desert of Maine.
Right.
Did you go?
Well, no, it's way down in southern Maine.
It is. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
It's like, I guess it's just a little bit north of Portland.
Yeah. Yep.
But apparently it's for sale.
Oh, the desert of Maine is for sale.
The desert of Maine is for sale.
Wow.
It's all owned by one person, and I don't know, it's like 20 acres of supposed desert where something happened. He explained it, and I kind of zoned out because it was like fucking 5 o'clock in the morning. But something to do with planted a bunch of plants, and then some head cows there, and the cows tore up all the plants and tore up the dirt, and then a few more cycles of growing and eating and something, blah, 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 desert.
Okay, science.
Science.
Right.
So... it's, I guess it's a campground down there that's for sale. He's like, yeah, we ought to buy it, man. We've just been, like, looking for somebody to buy it with us.
And they found somebody.
Oh, cool. Like, yeah, we're in. Like, he's like, check out. And he had, like, this old camera on him, and he was, like, showing me pictures, all excited. He's like, yeah, look, it's got, like, a pool and all these campsites. And he said they make, like, $150,000 a year, which I'm thinking there's no fucking way. But... he's like, yeah, and it's got, like, it comes with a house, and then he's showing me the picture, and it's, like, a double-wide trailer.
Oh.
He's like, well, I mean, like, the house is like a trailer, but, like, still, like, it comes with it.
And you guys could all live there.
So we could just all live in this trailer together and run a campground in the desert of Maine.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds like a great business venture.
It is a good business venture.
They were really fucking cool people, though. So,
I'm a little disappointed in you.
What?
Well, you go all the way to fucking Lubeck, and the two people you hit it off with is some dreadlocked fucking hippie with plans of buying a desert of Maine campground.
Well, the thing is, there were no locals to be found anywhere.
Oh. Well, like, that's because they was all working.
They must have all been out on their boats because there was no one, nothing. The two fishermen that we saw on the wharf in the morning, like right in front of our room.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. We had to go downtown trying to find breakfast. You know that I'm a coffee snob.
Of course.
So I attempted to find a half-decent cup of coffee in Lubeck, Maine.
Uh-huh. And what'd you come up with?
Not a fucking chance.
No?
Zero.
Gas station coffee.
Worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. The inn that we stayed at, they had some at the restaurant, and it was just hot water that they called coffee.
Yeah.
There was just, there was no coffee. And I could tell as she was pouring it, I was like, oh God, that's almost clear. There's no way this is going to be even drinkable.
No.
And it wasn't. So we got downtown and there was a coffee shop. So I was like, oh, coffee shop. Perfect. Like little coffee pastry shop. And she goes to pour my coffee. And I was like, what do you guys have for coffee anyway? And she picks up this little packet, like one of the hotel sample size packets. And as soon as she did, I was like, yeah, fuck, this is not going to be good.
Nope.
And it was like, it was New England coffee.
Of course it was.
So you would have loved it.
I do love it.
But, yeah, I managed to choke it down. We did find one cool thing in Lubeck, though.
Yeah.
Which is the...
Food.
It was food.
Of course it fucking was.
At the bakery, which is right downtown. I believe it's called Moose Island Bakery.
Uh-huh.
I think. And they have a donut there called the Lubecker.
The Lubecker.
The Lubecker.
Yeah.
And it's a... donut cut in half, filled with whoopie pie cream filling, and then frosted with fucking chocolate.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That son of a bitch put hair on your ass.
Comes with an insulin shot.
Yeah. Did you have it?
Yeah.
Of course.
I shared one with Sarah.
The signature dish. You had to have that.
The signature dish of Lubeck, Maine. Yeah. The Lubecker.
Good?
Yeah. It was pretty damn good. So that was our Lubeck adventure, and our adventures continued. But Jesus Christ, I've babbled on for an hour now.
This has literally been 1 hour podcast of you, and we're not even through your whole week.
No, this is just like the beginning of it.
That's fucked up.
So there may have to be a part two.
So
you
maybe
can withstand it.
Next week we'll spend a little bit of time finishing up your weeks of adventure.
We're gonna have to.
Alright so we're gonna have to call it quits, because this is it. This is an hour. We can't extend our podcast more than an hour, because we're gonna lose listeners if we do that. I mean, it's bad enough they tolerate us for a fucking hour. They really don't want to tolerate, you know what I mean, more than an hour.
That's true. Yeah,
so we probably ought to sign off.
Yes, sir.
Alright man, well, have a good week, Rob.
Thanks for listening. Prolapsed colon.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!